I'll bring us get back to where we were.
Live from the UK, broadcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Mic Drop Club, hosted by Douglas Hamandiche. Message received.
Message received.
You do not need to know what you need.
What you need.
Just engage with the podcast feed.
Just engage with the podcast feed.
Providing weekly insights into cool stuff we've read, saw, did, or heard about what made us say, wow, eureka, damn. Nothing is off limits. If it motivates and inspires you to reach your goals, then it shall be discussed. Featuring guest interviews from high performers and people of influence. And weekly awards for the best mic drop moment. This podcast is guaranteed to leave you pumped up for the week ahead. Don't just live life, make life boom.
How you guys doing out there? Hope you're paying attention to the message. Don't just live life, make life boom. That's what we do up here. This is Douglas Hamandiche hosting the Mic Drop Club with my co-host, the best kept secret, Django, in the house.
Yo, yo, yo.
This is the first Mic Drop podcast in a couple of weeks. I've been away on holiday.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I was in Zimbabwe, the land of my forefathers, doing my thing, reconnecting with the soil as we do. So come back to the UK, fresh, rejuvenated. Django, how's your week been?
How's my week been? Oh, man, it's been draining. It's been a hella draining.
Why is that? Why is that?
I've been working night shift after night shift, trying to get this money, man. I'm grinding. You understand? You know, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
You don't work, you don't eat, man.
And those people in our circle, if you're not working, you don't deserve to eat on the table.
For sure.
I'll put the food on the floor for you. But for real, this is the time of year whereby people are engaged in Halloween. And we were thinking about a topic or an angle where we can approach this difficult topic, which some of you might find upsetting. But we design our talks to just get under your skin, just above the nerve, so you can deal with it on an emotional and intellectual level. Mm. But we're here to talk about the bloodsucker. That's right. It's Halloween. Let's first of all talk about the bloodsuckers. These are friends or companions or people in your circle that will drain out of you your very life force. Yeah. Now, it's not a horror film. They don't literally have to attack your neck. All right. Mm-hmm. They could do these things in subtle ways.
Many forms.
Covertly or overtly. Yeah. Because some people actually want to be drained of the life fluid. Because you can get yourself into a situation in life whereby you're so used to being abused that that's the only thing you know. So this is about enlightening people. And we're going to talk about different types of relationships and what we can look to gain out of relationships and see if we can make improvements. Because again, you know, our circle defines the level of success that we're going to have in our lives. Mm. Okay. They're saying birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
So as we say with Dracula, who's the infamous bloodsucker Nosferatu in Romanian, he or she is out there to drain your life force out of you.
Mm.
So what does that look like? Have you been around people that are literally being bloodsuckers?
Oh, man. Like I said, it's just one of them ones. Like, I've been very fortunate to have good friends. Very good friends, but their energy was just not for me. Do you get it?
Can you break that down, please?
Let me break that down.
Break it down.
They're good people, but no, they were involved in certain activities that just affected my heart. That just affected my energy.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
It doesn't mean that they were bad people.
Mm-hmm.
I was just not meant to be associated with that type of energy. Do you understand?
I like the way that you're not judgmental.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? So people, certain friendships are there just to destroy you. You understand? You know, certain friends won't tell you that they're bad for you.
Mm.
But I had the what do you call it, the privilege of my friends just coming out of the blue and said, listen, brother, listen, you're not meant for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't meant for this. You understand? I'm literally like sucking the blood out of you right now. You understand? So just get out of here.
Mm.
But I had the choice to stay. You understand? So it was my fault. You understand? in a sense of just staying and trying to, you know, trying to roll with the bros and all this stuff. Yeah, you understand. So
okay.
So yeah.
Okay, let's try and go from the vague to the specific.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know Django, you don't know what that really means in the context of what he's trying to convey here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to know him first and foremost. So can you give us some examples of what you mean this relationship was draining you?
Like, well,
real examples.
Like, for example, it's just, you know, certain activities of like the quote unquote street life, whatever it is, you understand? I was just, you know, caught up in certain situations that in that moment, it affected, you know, my, like my 3 years of basically when I was in uni, you understand, from okay. 2015 up to, it's just certain, that situation, it was like, I was involved in this and it's just one of them ones like, we got caught doing some activities.
Okay.
But my friends, in the midst of all that, my friends literally told me, listen, get out of here.
Mm.
This ain't for you.
Okay.
You understand? But obviously because I was naive, because maybe because I wanted to fit in.
Okay. Okay.
And I said, maybe because I wanted to fit in at that time, I was like, nah, I want to stay here. You understand? So that's why I said, like, you know, I had the privilege of literally seeing this face to face, like my friends telling me, like, yo, listen, get out of this environment. This ain't for you. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
So I would just say, like, you know, but like I said, certain friends won't even tell you that. You know what I'm saying? That my friends are loyal to the core. They told me that upfront. Some friends would just let you ride the train and just destroy you in the process of it. You understand?
Okay. There are two things I want to touch upon there. One is the fact that you had an honest appraisal of yourself.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about what you wanted to get out for the relationship yourself.
Yeah.
You said that you wanted to fit in. Now this, when you talk about friendships transcends all environments. It's not just about people, say, who are street level, people who are in government. You know, friendship is a friendship, period.
Mm.
You know, the same motivations are transcend across all the groups. What I mean by that is this. What are you getting out of the friendship?
Mm.
That's the first thing you need to look at. Because before somebody can apologize to you to say, get out of this friendship, because you can think about this, right? Why would somebody tell you not to be their friend? Yeah. Yeah. Therefore, that's not a friendship.
Mm.
That's a different arrangement. We call those things arrangements.
Mm.
Because fundamentally, all relationships, right, are built on need. Every single relationship.
You better say that again. Say that again.
Every single relationship is built on need. N-E-E-D.
Yeah.
Get that into your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's a need.
Yeah.
Some people need to be needed.
Yeah.
Yeah?
For sure.
Some people need to have the need. You understand what I'm saying to you? Some people need to be given. The givers and the takers, right?
Mm.
So once you understand that premise of all relationships, even your own relationship, in your house, if your mom, your dad, your siblings, all of that kind of stuff is based upon need. Once the need is gone, is there a relationship there? You try and remain in contact with people, you lose contact with people close to you. You see how quickly the relationship actually dissipates to nothing.
For sure.
As if you were never close.
Yeah.
It's because the need is gone.
Yeah.
Right. So when we look at relationships, first and foremost, we need to process the need aspect. What are you getting out of it? Remember, you have needs and you have wants.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? A want is something that is trivial. Yeah. You might want something, but you don't need it.
Yeah.
Needs have to be met at the end of the day.
Yeah.
A want is something extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people live the life whereby everything is their wants, which is fine. If you've got the money, you can afford all your wants, all that kind of stuff. Yes. But they're fundamental needs that we have as human beings on this planet. One of them is to have companionship, friendships, all those types of things. Yeah, right. So
before you just proceed, let me just say this powerful definition here. I gotta give you the definition.
Go ahead.
Friendship is a combination of affection, loyalty, love, and respect and trust. True friendship is when someone knows you better than yourself and takes a position in your best interest in a crisis. Friendships goes beyond just sharing time together, and it is a long lasting thing. You understand? Friendship is
and
friendship
been,
is
It's powerful.
It's spiritual. Yeah, and because you are exchanging.
And it's positional. Literally.
Yeah.
And it's positional because all those things, I totally agree. That's why when you reflect back, you can say you have friends that you had when you were in school.
Yeah.
Don't have them now. You got friendships that you had in uni.
You talk about
you
that.
You don't have them now. You have friendships in the form of relationships.
Yeah.
You don't have them now.
Mm.
Yeah. So when we talk about the longevity of a relationship, it all goes back down to that four-letter word, need. Need should have been in that definition because once the need is gone, there is no relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? No, I don't care who you are. There are people that have lost touch with their creator, those people who are religiously inclined. Once the need is gone, they're no longer looking towards that enlightenment from that source anymore. Same way with your parents. Once your parent has shown you or you've experienced enough to show that you're independent and you don't need your parents anymore, without having something to connect you as a family, whether it's kids, some vocation, time, quality time together, you have no relationship.
Mm.
So when we look at need, we need to have a very mature way of looking at it because all those things, as Django broke down, are true, but within the context of that need.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Because it's not a bad thing that the need is gone. Sometimes it's a natural way of doing things. For example, imagine two inmates in prison.
Yeah.
Ooh. One's doing life and one's doing, say, 15 years.
Yeah.
One gets out in 15 years. Your relationship's going to change automatically because you're not in that cell anymore.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? And the need is gone.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Sure.
So it's not to say that you weren't there for each other, but it was there for a period of time. Mm. And we need to also recognize the way time has to be respected because sometimes we take our friendships for granted and we hold people to account for things that they have done for us.
Mm.
Okay. Now, relationships, as I'm seeing it, this is just all top of the head, but how I'm seeing is this, it's not based upon a mutual exchange. By that, I mean this.
Yeah, explain that, yeah.
By that, I mean this. If Django, if I lend you £10 today and I hold you back, mentally I hold you accountable, I hold you responsible, for me giving you the £10. I said, you know what? Actually, you have a personal account with me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that time I lent you £10? Those ones, So you're always indebted to me. You understand what I'm saying? Because I lent you the £10. And I'm not looking at the value that you are bringing outside of the monetary terms. I gave you £10, which to me might be worth X amount of portion of what I earn per hour. And I might have had that in excess to give you. You might have given me back your time. Which might not equate to the same monetary value. But could be far more richer. Because as your definition says, you're telling me things about myself I don't even know. You're preventing me from going down a path that I would have gone without the friendship.
Yeah.
So when you have friendship, these are signs that you're in a relationship that the scale is not equal.
Yeah.
Someone's giving, someone's doing more taking. It's particularly when someone keeps
reminding you. It's one-sided. It's basically one-sided.
That's right. When somebody's keep on reminding you that they have done something for you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? The law of equivalent exchange, I'm waxing lyrical now about this because I find it very passionate. The law of equivalent exchange works on this premise. For those of you who've watched certain manga films out there, Full Metal Alchemist, this is where the first concept came about for me, at least anyway. The law of equivalent exchange, it works on this premise, right? For you to obtain something of value, something of equal value must be exchanged for that.
Okay.
This is what I've just broken down for you
for sure.
In terms of my £10 and the time that you might spend with me.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? That's an equivalent. Equivalent is the operative word. Equivalent, not the same. Those people in relationships where they are counting tasks. And I sometimes see couples arguing about this. Oh, I done the dishes yesterday. It's your turn to do the dishes. Oh, I paid for the restaurant meal this time. It's your turn. If you're in a relationship whereby you're counting favor for favor, task for tasks, understand that you're not in a relationship. You're spending most of your time playing two roles. One, the judge, because now you're judging every situation to say, does it equate to more than or less than what you have done for the person before?
Yeah.
You understand? Relationships that are pure, go back to the definition that Jenko said, it's just unequivocal. You have to be looking out for each other.
Yeah.
It's not based upon, if I do this for you, you're going to do this for me in return.
Yeah.
If you're all. You understand?
With best interest.
Yeah. Best interest. You give your all. In a relationship with somebody, if you're all giving your all, there's no problem.
Yeah.
You're not counting the times that you were allowed to go to the rave and the other person was allowed to go to the rave. You're not counting the amount of times that somebody has paid off one bill to another person because you understand the equivalence of each other's input.
For sure.
Which is a lot of the times we get confused in terms of friendships, particularly when we start moving up the ladder, you know, the corporate ladder, when now we start seeing ourselves accelerating. This is this challenge that we get for any person that's coming from a socially, economically deprived situation. Yeah. If you're that, what we call back in the day, old school talk for you, we call these intelligent hoodlums. You know what I'm saying? To those people who are enlightened, but they're still on the streets, there's intelligence on them. So they were stuck in this quagmire whereby for them to find success, how do they still marry up the streets?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you? Because the streets, there's a loyalty there. You have to people that you, a bond that you have with people there that is sometimes passed on by your parents. You understand? Because again, the first people that you might call uncle and auntie might not be your real blood uncle and auntie. These are just relationships set onto you by your parents' friendships.
Yeah.
They want you to bond in that way.
Yeah.
So when you try to break free from certain situations, you find yourself struggling to reconcile the past with the new you. You understand?
Trying to reconcile with the past and the new you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And the new you, you don't even know it yourself. All you know is you're changing. You feel a quickening. Yeah. You don't know what it is. And a true friend will see that in you. I had that growing up whereby a couple of friends of mine, when I was playing football, I was pretty good. I was playing for my county and everything, 15, 16. And some of my friends were going to transition to go semi-pro.
Yeah.
You know, and we had those conversations in the park typically whereby it goes, you sure you want to do it? Yeah. Figuring out any excuse to try and drag your friend from doing the training that's required, because you know that actually at that age, I don't think you're actually consciously aware of it. But as I'm older, I'm kind of like thinking back to what I was thinking at that time. It was based upon my need. I wanted my close friends with me. Yeah. And I felt that, oh my God, if this person goes semi-pro, and I could see my motivation was low, I could have gone there, but I thought, nah, that's not for me. I felt that I would lose my friend.
Yeah.
So you do things subconsciously to stop your friend from progressing.
For sure. You speak about that.
You know what I mean? You say, oh, okay, let's come around my house, play Street Fighter. I swear I can brock you up in one round.
Yeah.
So you'd be street fighting out. And in your back of my thinking, I know this guy's supposed to play football, but you want the person with you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes friendships can go that way because we always talked about bloodsuckers to begin with.
Mm.
You don't have to be a conscious Dracula.
Yeah.
You could do it unconsciously. Some people are just ultra needy. Some people are really ultra needy. And for those of you who have subscribed to the Mic Drop Club channel, please write in with your stories of an example of somebody that was so, so needy. Some people don't even know they're needy.
Yeah.
There's some relationships whereby you have to check in 3 or 4 times per day.
2 or 3 times per day.
Per day. There's some people who are like that. Some people need to feel needed to the point that if you don't show them that you need them, they are lost.
They're lost. Yeah.
Okay. It's a spectrum.
They leech on your validation, basically. Like,
all the time. All the
which
time.
Is
it's a spectrum.
Yeah,
it's a spectrum. Some people are I need validation. We all need some sort of validation. Yeah. You try and come home and don't get acknowledged by your partner. You see how much stress is going to be in the house. Of course it's going to be stressed. People want to be acknowledged. But there's a spectrum on the opposite end. If somebody says, how come you didn't call me 5 minutes ago? How come you've done the blah, blah? You understand? It can go really, really toxic, and that's draining. You know, so finding the balance in a relationship whereby there's needs are acknowledged.
Yeah.
Because once you acknowledge the need, you can then respect it.
Mm.
You see what I mean? You can't really respect what you don't know.
For sure,
Being open. If somebody says to you, okay, D, do you know what? I'm the type of person that requires, you know, I'm high maintenance, not in the sense of I want to break your bank balance.
Yeah.
I'm high maintenance in the sense of I need constant validation.
Mm.
At least that gives you the opportunity to recognize that.
Yeah.
But too many times friendships are formed when all of these things are never discussed.
Yeah.
A situation has happened. You're in a cell with somebody.
Mm.
You didn't choose to be in that cell. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
You didn't choose what block or high rise to be raised in.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? So people around you, by default, are your friends. But they're not your friends. Because you have not made a conscious effort, you understand, to choose that person. You were just brought together by circumstance. And a lot of people, they forget that whole equation, that it's just circumstantial.
Mm.
You being in your classroom, 13B, 13C, whatever age you are, you would understand that concept.
Yeah.
Those classmates weren't picked by you. So if you say, we've been best friends since we were school. Yeah, but it wasn't your choice. So the whole point is as we evolve and as we grow is we need to seek out now consciously people that are aligned to our values.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
For
to
sure.
you? Are aligned to, and then forge relationships based upon that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, respectfully getting rid of the relationships that are there by default that don't sustain you. That don't big you up.
For
that
sure,
that do not allow us to achieve that which we were intended to achieve.
Mm.
Let's be honest, Django. I was born by myself. None of my friends around me when I was born. And none of my friends are going to be around me when I'm gone.
You did, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
I'm saying.
None of you know my story. I tell you what I need to tell you about my story. Yeah. But none of you were there. So if we're friends, best believe, it's a quality situation based upon a mutual exchange of ideas, a mutual exchange of love, a mutual exchange of motivation, inspiration.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. A friendship that, you know, if you were invited to a state house or somewhere to someone where there are a lot of people that you respect, whatever field discipline you're in, you can go there if you're friends and you're okay. You understand?
Yeah.
But a lot of us, we have friendships that, you know what, your wife won't even allow in the house.
Which is a bad thing.
Yeah,
if your wife can't allow certain friends, then you got to really, really evaluate.
Yeah, a lot of us are in that situation. A lot of us have friendships that you wouldn't want.
Like your mother, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of us.
But, you know, like, I hear what you're saying, innit? But, you know, like, certain friendships that you have for a very long time for, like, for example, I'm just a younger, but I have friendships for more than 10 years. Yeah.
Wow.
You need.
He's talking about 10 years.
10 years. I'm just saying. I'm a younger. Isn't it? I'm saying. I was just 12 years old. Like just yesterday. You understand? But I feel like, you know, like you need them type of friendships. Like for example, like that you go way back, so you have like a history. Like man, we've been here together. But like you said, your dreams and aspirations has to align for you lot to really like look like backwards and say, man, we've been here and all that, but we're going here. But for example, if you don't have any friendships that, say that for example, it's all about in the past. You know what I'm saying? It's all about that we used to steal candy together. We used to do this and that and that. But there's no, how can I say this? There's no, what do you call it? There's no future ahead of it. You know what I'm saying? It's absolutely pointless. You understand?
I hear you.
It's absolutely pointless. But what I was going to say is, well, like, I was going to say something very significant. Yeah. But,
well, my mom used to tell me, and I was a kid that, I was only boy, three sisters, right?
Okay.
So I loved friends. Best believe I loved friends. My house was full of women.
Yeah.
Girls and women. That was all I was surrounded with. Yeah. So I definitely love friends. But my mom told me one thing. She said, Douglas, look, one friend is one problem. Two friends is two problems. Three friends is three problems. And you can see how it's going to go from here. You know, a problem is a challenge that you have to try and overcome. Yeah. So friendships require work. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you take a look at where you are in life,
mm-hmm.
you talk about 10 years and I salute you because you're young and you still got a lot of growing to do.
Yeah.
It will get to a point whereby you could ask yourself this fundamental question. The things that I have right now. Yeah. I have them because of the input I've had from school, family and friends.
Yeah.
Now, if you want more, yeah, will your friendship sustain that? Or are those friendships actually the chains keeping you where you are, surrounded by the familiar?
I didn't illustrate myself the way I wanted to say. It's just basically like there's just certain friendships. You know that the energy is bad. Yeah, the energy is bad.
Yep.
And you know when you get in a certain area with them, it's just something happens and you just don't feel right. Yeah. If you feel out of character and all this stuff, but like. You know, like I tell you, my friends are just loyal. You understand? If they can respect that, listen, like, I don't want you to be in the situation that I am in right now. I don't want to hold your success and all this stuff. It's fine. If they can respect that line, then that's good, isn't it? But like my problem is with this generation and all this stuff is like certain friendships, like they don't respect that line. Like you said, they leech on you and they just suck you like until your energy is gone. You understand? They know that they're not good for you, but they keep on persistently bad company corrupts good character. That's what it is there. You understand?
Well, definitely. So, the bottom line is this.
I got off topic a little bit there.
Birds of a feather flock together. We all know that saying.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
So if you got friends around you that are of a certain mindset, and you choose to keep those friends, you are going to be judged just like those friends.
For sure.
You understand? So you can make a choice.
Yeah.
You understand? Remember, your friends, and the funny thing about friendships like this, and I see it more, this might sound a bit sexist, but I'm only saying it based upon my experiences with my sisters, right? Who are female, right? So therefore, I grew up with a lot of stories whereby their girlfriends, they were close friends with some of their friends and all that kind of stuff. Then suddenly the girlfriend have a boyfriend. Then suddenly now there's an issue with their girlfriends and them relationship.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
I get what you're saying.
But one's going a separate path and they describe the pull, the pressure. You understand what I'm saying to you? So what I'm trying to get to is this. You shouldn't be afraid to push to achieve greater things in your life because your friends are not necessarily there for that next stage. Remember, you dream alone.
Yeah.
You understand? Your dream is your own. You can share with your friends.
Yeah.
And this is another thing we'll talk about, the different types of friends. You had for the beginning, the bloodsucker, the Dracula, the one that drains more. Yeah. But there's another friendship that is very, very damaging. I mean, extremely, extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
And that is the dream assassin.
Yeah.
That is when you with your friends and you tell your friends a goal. A dream, an aspiration. And just like an M16 or Uzi machine gun, they shoot it down.
Yeah.
They say, no, you best keep, who do you think you are? How can you be dreaming of being a millionaire? How can you be dreaming of having a big car? Oh, those dreams are so beyond you. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Do you understand? That is probably the worst thing a friend can even say to you.
Yeah.
So if you're around people there that are playing assassins, sometimes it's single 007 headshot, one shot, boom, finish.
Yeah.
And that kills your dream.
Yeah.
One time. You don't need to be around that. So when we say friendships, please, let's get this straight. You need to be able to discern between a friendship, as your definition says.
Yeah, that's my definition. Yeah.
And acquaintances.
Yeah.
Yeah. And treat an acquaintance in the way they should be treated. A lot of us, we're treating our acquaintances like they're friends.
Yeah.
And that's why, do you know what? Because it's on the strength. We've been together like 8 years.
Yeah.
But do you know what? If you count infants, juniors, and maybe secondary school, you've got like 8, 10 years already.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's by default. So now you cannot just say that. No, relationships have to be tested.
Yeah, for sure.
Tested. And not tested now. And look, you could test relationship in many ways, right?
Yeah, like.
In many ways, right? One way I don't like testing relationship is the one where we started off. If I give you £10, I expect £10 back. That's like a test, right?
Yeah.
I don't like those type of situation. Talking about test in terms of, I haven't seen you in 6 weeks. What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Share some knowledge with me.
For sure.
What did you see? What did you hear? What can I learn from?
Yeah.
If you're not having conversations like that with your friends.
Yeah.
You're probably saying stuff that is either toxic to them.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the toxic one. So sometimes what we're talking about is them doing things to us. But sometimes you yourself are the toxic element.
Yeah.
And I was one of those. I had the painful thing when I was, I think, about 14. Parents' evening happens, you know, my dad goes to parents' evening. And then the result of that was the teacher telling my father, you know, that his only son, right, is a bad influence on others. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad.
Have we all been there?
It's a bad influence on others.
Yeah.
So in your back of your mind, your dad sits you down and tells you that. No, it is probably the most humbling, or not humbling, it's the most deflating thing, because now he's telling you that, you know, there's a parent out there that's telling their child not to talk to you because you are a bad influence. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So it's a two-way thing. And only when you get to a stage in life whereby you can critically appraise things. And I think relationships should be open to be appraised all the time. Sure. I don't have no wires in my phone rarely rings.
Yeah.
Rarely rings. And the people who do call me direct, I have meaningful conversation with them. If I can't break bread, meaning break knowledge with them, that's not really a conversation. I've got the friendships that I hide from, like when my team loses at football.
Yeah.
I hide, I go in the bunker. You won't see me for a week. But that is not people I'm putting my time and effort into. You see what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Do you do the same thing?
I'm not saying that in terms of relationships, like you have to really leech on, like, for example, you've been with friendships like we said, more than 10 years, just leech on them because of time. You understand? I was just saying on the basis of like you said, the relationship was tested. Understand? It doesn't have to mean all straight life and whatever. It's just, you know, certain just little things that really brought out the best of you, or just made you see that, bro, this guy really cares for me.
Yeah.
Understand? Because I've had friends here that, like, I was struggling in uni and they gave me their money, fam. You understand? They gave me money, you know what I'm saying? You understand? And they never even asked the money back, you understand? So that's what I was trying to say. Even though they indulge in bad things, you understand? They have the best interest for your heart. You understand? If a friend has the best interest for your heart, then that's a true friend, innit? You understand? So it's like this, yeah? Like I told you, some friends, you just got to leave them. It's bad vibes. Man, you're killing me out here. You understand? Some friends is like, all right, cool. I get you in the situation. You understand? And I get that you respect my line here. Then I got to help you however I can. You know what I'm saying? Just to tell you, like, I'm here for you and I care for you. You understand? And one thing I also want to say, like, me and my friend yesterday, we had a conversation. Man, I hope you don't mind me saying this.
Go ahead.
But it's just one of them ones, like, he was like, raw, like, yo, Jingo, I just clocked out. I ain't spoken to you for time, innit? Mm. Since I just obviously, like, started talking to this girl.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to happen. That's nature, bro. You know what I'm saying? I want you to move on in life. You understand? You feel what I'm trying to say? It's like, the more you get occupied with life, the more less time you have. You understand? But it doesn't mean that we ain't friends. You understand? Like you said, certain friendships can just pick up. For example, like, I ain't, like, okay, 6 months is kind of peaking it.
Yeah.
But let's just say for six months, then, okay, you got to really value your friendship. But maybe 6 weeks, like, yo, how you been? And we just pick it up off like you were yesterday. See, those are the type of friendships that you need in your life, innit? You understand?
I hear that.
I don't know if I'm going off topic.
No.
You just gotta understand and really examine what energies, the energies that you put yourself in and then type of vibe and environment.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. I like the vibe, the type of energy. But again, if we go to some specific things, if we're here to help and illuminate people and talk about relationships, there's some practical things that you can actually test. If you were to write down, say, 4 or 5 things you measure your life on, yeah? Happiness that you could just go on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your happiness, 10 being your happiest, and 0 being rock bottom, in terms of, say, wealth, how much money you're going to have in your bank account, whichever way, list those things that are meaningful to you on a scale and actually plot where you are. You understand? It will show you quite clearly where your deficits are in life.
Whoa.
You understand? It's brutal. You understand? Instead of talking, if we walk around, oh, this person has value. Okay, fine. What is the value? What is it? Can you name it?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
For sure. Can you name it?
Can somebody
point evidence and explain.
Exactly. Because somebody can make you feel just happy. You understand? Yeah. That might be something that is good for you. I think it's something that is good and could be praised for. But if somebody is constantly distracting you, you're suffering, but you're doing it while you're smiling. Are you following my drift?
Yeah.
Your dreams are being killed off while you're smiling because they're constantly making you laugh. You understand what I'm saying to you? But life is serious. You know what I'm saying to you? So you need to have that brutal appraisal of the things that you value in your life. Have a way of measuring it from 0 to 10 and do it like every quarter, every other month.
Yeah.
Go back to me and say, do you know what? Actually, I'm lacking there. Then actually take a look at the people that are surrounding you because there's a reason why we are so fixated with the whole concept of friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, look, friendships work in the same way as relationships, male and female. Mm. You understand what I'm saying to you? And they work on the premise, like when you get to a certain level, when you're young, you just date. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The physical parameters rule. You understand? The physical parameters rule. What your eyes can see and what your hands can touch.
Yeah.
Or is going to touch.
Hey, speak.
That is what rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you get to a certain level in your life, you know, you look beyond those physical parameters. You start looking at, okay, the value this person brings, the capabilities this person can bring in your life. Then you start mating. Are you following me?
Mm.
You go from dating
to mating.
You understand what I'm saying to you? Mating's different. Mating's you're consciously making an effort to say, do you know what? If I have an offspring from this relationship, that child is going to have that intelligence, that speed, that way of looking at life, that financial income. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Whereby before that, you were thinking, oh, do you know what? I would just love to. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Then whatever comes out of that is what comes out of that. But you've not made a conscious effort to ensure that the next generation that you're bringing in, you're not actually part of the evolution process in that context.
Yeah.
You're something because you're not making a concerted effort to try and improve.
Yeah.
So relationships work in friendships in the same way.
Okay.
You get to a stage whereby it's not just fun anymore. It's not just can't be just fun anymore because life is serious.
It's actually serious.
Listen, people pay real bills. People pay real tax. Kanye West just had a mental breakdown talking about the issues that he has to deal with on the higher level.
Yeah.
You understand? And that's because he is struggling to reconcile friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people behind him to where he needs to go. He's trying to move forward, but people are trying to bring him down. You can't talk about this issue because you're now doing that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Understand your culture, which is defined by the mean sum total of all your activities that you and your friends do.
Yeah.
The jokes that you find funny with your friends. Understand if you're another person was in, they want to find it funny.
Yeah.
But you know that look, you look at your friend, you're both cracking up because you know something that's unique.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying to you?
Sure.
When you're moving up the scale, those people become fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer.
For
and
sure.
Fewer.
You better talk about that.
Yeah. You gotta be happy, you gotta be content and know that. Because to break out of the cycle that you're in, to break out of all this this feeling of I can't do things because of approval, friendship approval. Even when it goes back in the days, I bought certain pairs of trainers just so that I get validation for a certain group of my friends.
Yeah.
They weren't particularly the trainers I wanted, or just for validation for that group. You see what I mean? But as you move up the scale and start playing the game of snakes and ladders for real, you will know that, you know, you cannot be thinking about your friends because actually their primary purpose, as I gave a very candid example about myself, with my friends when I was playing football, you understand?
Yeah.
Will pull you down.
Okay.
You saw me because they don't want you to go.
Is that where?
Because they love you, and that's the same with your family as well. It's not just your friends; it's your family as well. Your mom could be your biggest dream assassin. You wake up one morning and tell your mom you want to be the next Einstein. She might tell you, "No, don't be serious." You understand? You tell your mom, or you tell your dad, "I want to be the next John
Bond or actor."
You know what I mean? There's a go read a book, whatever the case may be.
Oh,
dream assassins come in every form. They could be your wife. They could be your sister. They could be your best friend. Because this is about relationships. You understand what I'm saying?
So, would you say that your do you think that friendships are not tied to your destiny, or some friendships are tied to your destiny?
I think as you roll the dice in life, you could put things down to chance, right?
Yeah.
I.e., I've got two dice and I'm going to roll in once. You know what I'm saying to you? And whatever outcome is whether if I get a six, I'm going to be a millionaire. If I get one, I'm going to be broke.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? To something like that.
Mm.
Yeah. You're not really in control of that. The probability of you rolling a six, right?
Mm.
You just know it's a 1 in 6 chance. If it's one dice or it's two dice, it's different. But
okay.
You understand what I'm saying to you? But the more dice you roll, the more times you roll in the dice, you're increasing the likelihood of you getting 2 sixes or a six, right? Mm. Okay. You know what I'm saying to you? Mm. So this one mean by that is the first dice you get is what life gives you.
Mm.
You did nothing for that. You did nothing to be in the classroom that you're in.
You did
not.
Yeah.
Sometimes you did nothing to have the wife that you have, because she might have chosen you way before you even recognize her. Because if you really break it down, women choose men anyway.
Yeah.
You think that you've chosen them, but no. The way it actually works, she has to submit at some level and choose you. Yeah, but the way it works mechanically, yes, we do the walking, we do the walk of shame across the dance floor. We break the ice, we hunted, do the talking,
so,
whatever. But the reality is this. For you to call a wife, you understand? She's chosen you.
Or maybe we chose each other.
Yeah. But then we could go around in circles of that. But the situation I'm trying to say is the first dice you have in life is what life gives you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether they give you looks, height, speed, intellect, these are the first things. After that is how many times are you prepared to roll the dice?
Mm.
A lot of us are saying, that's him, that's me done.
Yeah.
Got my friends, got the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you? I'm good.
Uh-huh.
No more rolling the dice for me.
Okay, so
I don't want to risk the outcome. But people who are go-getters, people who are trendsetters, people who don't accept what they're giving them are continuously rolling that dice.
Okay.
Yeah, that will take them up the board.
Up the board.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll go back down the board, snakes and ladders. You know what I'm saying to you? Sometimes they roll the wrong number, they come back down. But they're continuously playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why it's important that you surround yourself with people that have complementary capabilities around your circle.
Yeah.
You understand? Look at boxer, the most brutal sport on earth. Just you, some leather gloves, up against another human being with leather gloves. Those people don't have their childhood friends in the corner giving them advice.
A professional.
They were professionals in because they recognize that one slip that goes wrong, you might be brain damaged. You might even lose your life.
Okay.
But we'd rather roll the dice of life itself. You know what I mean? Where people do have mental breakdowns, where people do end up in prison. Based upon people who are not qualified to give the advice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying to you?
So like so you're trying to say that certain friendships are not tied to your destiny. That it's just like a chess and play.
Most definitely. You know, destiny. What is destiny? You know what? To a wise man, destiny is a lifetime.
Yeah.
Of lifetimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you're living, you're trying to leave a legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are actually trying to leave a legacy?
Not a lot.
Mm-hmm. How many? Do you know any?
No.
Do you know any?
Personally, trying to leave a legacy. Of course, I got friends
If you're trying to leave a legacy you're trying to have something that lasts longer than your lifespan.
Mm.
Yeah? So you can't be concerned with relationships that are temporary.
Okay.
Temporal. Because you'll be saying, do you know what? If you influence me anyway, that could have a negative effect on the next generation that needs that input. Because let's be honest, we do it consciously and unconsciously.
Mm.
Another way of looking at it is this, right? If you take a look at your relationships, your friendships now, let's be specific, your friendships now, and you be brutally honest, just be to yourself in the quietness of the night, be brutally honest to yourself. Ask yourself, are you the dumb one in the group?
Ask
yourself that question, in the quietness of night.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the time between when night just turns into morning, with that mist, you ask yourself the question, you list your friend's name, write them on your phone, whatever it is, and ask yourself, am I the dumbest one in this group? Yeah?
Mm.
The answer to that question is very, very important. Because if you are the dumbest one in that group, maybe it's okay to stay in that group. actually, I always recommend you stay in that group you're in. If you know that you're the dumbest one in that group, you see what I'm saying to you? Yeah. You can stay in that group. You can, if you recognize, hey, do you know, hey, boy, do you know, I'm thinking about it, yeah? Me, Marvin, Steve, Paul, Peter, Simon, I'm actually got way more intelligence than that group. Then that will give you an indication that you're actually being held back by that group.
I think
see what I'm saying to you? You're not growing.
It works two ways. Let me get, okay.
Go and break it down.
It works two ways. Because if you really think that you're the smartest in that group here, you're basically selfish and naive. So that is not a real friendship. You understand? You understand? Like if you put a hierarchy within a friendship. Now let me tell you about the, you know, like if friendships are tied to your destiny. I really believe that friendships are really tied to your destiny. Because some friends, you know what I'm saying, aside from God, are your strength.
Correct.
Do you understand? When you're low, they are your strength to pick you up and go. You understand? So I don't feel like friendships are like, it's like war out here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't think it's war out here?
Nah, it's definitely war. It's definitely war out here, but you need compadres with you. You need compadres with you. You understand? And you have to really value your compadres. So I really believe that obviously like I have like, if I can say, like, I have friends that give me good energy and all this stuff, you understand? And I really believe that, you know, they add value to my life. You understand? They add value to my life. You understand? They you know, like I told you, like when I felt dumb, they said, you're smart. They didn't lie like to me, like, yo, like, nah, you're actually smart when you're dumb. No, it's just like, they see something in you that's very familiar. And they're like, yo, listen, if you just take all the fogginess out of your eyes right now, you are something great. You understand? You need friends like that. You understand? See, you're so, for example, I really disagree about your example of like, in terms of like, listen, because like, in terms of like, yo, like in the night, whatever. And you're like, oh, like I'm the smartest here. You understand? Then you're not very being genuine. You're not real. You know what I'm saying? People throw that word out, real. Like, yeah, I'm real. You're just not real. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. With all due respect,
yeah,
you're youngin'. So you're
no, I'm a youngin'. Yeah, I'm literally a youngin'. That've gone through a lot. You understand?
Almost definitely. I'm not saying.
And you know, friends. One thing that my mom said, like my grandmother. Let me tell you, is it my language in it or my hood? Like, listen, my language. Like, listen, my mom said, yeah, like leave friends alone. That's the only thing I do for in English. For example, like, she's obviously wise. Like, choose the right friends there for yourself.
Oh,
you understand?
There you go.
Put the clues, mom. I'm not done yet. Yeah.
Say that again. Say again.
Choose the right friends for yourself. You understand?
Choose
the right energy for yourself.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So we're not even in disagreement, really.
Yeah.
Because everything I've been saying is about you making a conscious decision.
Yeah.
And you said choose.
Yeah.
This is coming from your grandmother. So it's coming from a wise place. And this is exactly what I'm saying to you. You get to the point where you have to choose. You see what I'm saying to you? Choose your, that's what you said.
No, hold on. No. She said this, leave certain vibes alone. But I'm trying to illustrate it in English because it's in my language, isn't it? Well,
the way it came out, you have to choose.
Yeah.
Because the second you don't have choice, there's no point in being alive. You might as well be an ant.
Mm.
You understand? The reason why we are top of the food chain, right? Because we have the ability to choose things.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Who add value for your life?
There you go. So you're saying
not
the same
you,
thing.
Not you saying
so,
that. You
know,
you
say, no. Pause. So some people who gravitate to words.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people gravitate to numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Life is brutal. Yeah. That's just, anyone in health would tell you life is brutal. Yeah. You're here today, gone tomorrow, right? So if you say someone adds value and you have no way of measuring that value, you can waste a lot of time.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? Sure. It's like some people in relationships say, oh, he loves me, but he's busy fly kicking you every night. You understand? Going through abuse. Yeah. But because that person said he loves you, that trumps the abuse you're getting in the relationship.
Nah, I didn't mean like that.
No, I'm breaking it down.
You're just breaking it down.
At some point, you need to break down what does value mean for you.
Yeah.
And every person is individual. This is why I was saying you need to break down those things yourself.
Mm.
What things do you value in yourself? Yeah. Because if a relationship is of value, real value, and you, for example, if you go back to the elements, gold, steel, gold, silver, copper.
Mm.
You understand? Why is gold more valuable than silver? Yeah? Because gold has been under pressure over time for a longer period. That's how you get gold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you? So some relationships are golden because you know that relationship has stood the test of time under pressure. You know what I'm saying to you? So you call that, that's the golden.
Yeah, that's the golden.
You know what I'm saying to you? So so what I'm saying to you is when you're young still, you're I'm saying this out of due respect.
Yeah.
When you get to the stage whereby you talk about kids, grandkids, all of that kind of stuff, that's the time frame we're looking at here because you're trying to build legacy. You can't build legacy in your 20s.
You can build a legacy in your 20s.
You can start it. But a legacy is a life's work.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You're doing a life's work. And you look at your relationships based upon a life's work.
Okay.
When you're looking at anything point in time, a point in time thing, you get a value. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, for example, right now, if I was to get your blood pressure right now, right this minute, you have a certain value.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And if you're going to give that value to a doctor, would that doctor be able to say to you that, would the doctor be able to tell from that blood pressure reading, 160 over 80, whatever the case may be, that if you've got any underlying health problems for that one reading?
Yeah.
No. It's one reading as a point in time. What you got to be doing is getting readings across a period of time to assess. It's like, oh, do you know what? The blood pressure from yesterday to the week before is showing signs of increasing the work rate of your heart.
Yeah.
So you got a problem. So this is what I'm talking about. Friendships is not one whereby we should be worried or even concerned that you're praising. It's a beautiful thing. Having a friendship and being able to talk about your relationship, even with your friends.
Yeah.
Is a sign of a mature relationship.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship with somebody and you cannot openly say to each other and talk to each other what each other's bringing, you understand? You have a problem.
Yeah,
You're hiding. Okay. So when I'm saying in the middle of the night, say these things, it's not for you to be pompous, pious, or think you're better than anybody else.
Mm.
No, it's not about that at all. Mm. It's about you. It's done whereby you do your goals.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody here has ever done goal setting and want to map out where they want to go in their life, the first thing you do after you define, I want to do this, you then ask yourself, okay, for me to achieve that goal, I need to have support from these people. You understand what I'm saying to you? So if you've never done that, you'd be too terrified to even talk about your friends. You understand? You're not even on the page yet. But for when you're on the page of saying, you know, now it's time for me to build. Now it's time for me to achieve that which my spirit is commanding me to be. The second thing after you define it is say, okay, where is my support coming from? You understand? Yeah. And at that point, you might say, okay, fine. I meet up with my boys every weekend, right? We go parties, we drink, blah, blah, blah. It takes me 2-3 days to recover. If I continue with that relationship with my boys, doing that activity, will I achieve my goal? Chances are, if you're serious about your goal setting, you have to make sacrifices.
Yeah, or no, I get the sacrifice part, but you know, like for example, like one. Sorry, you cut you off.
Go ahead.
But one example that's very that's very dear to me is like Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart literally has his friends in his corner. Like he built his brand. You know what I'm saying? At the core of his friends that add value to him. Yeah, I get that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
Because if you follow the Kevin Hart story, all his friends that he keeps in his circle have complementary capabilities.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I get
it's
that,
the choice. They're not the people that he grew up on his street.
Yeah.
Just because you're my next door neighbor. That we used to play knockdown ginger with, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're not the ones he's talking about in his circle. His circle's tight with people that are chosen and have been chosen. They're not people by default.
No, but like, I really get that. Man, I really get that. You know what I'm saying? Certain friendships, like, even though you grew up together, you just got to brush them aside, innit?
I'm not saying brush. No, that's brutal. That's a bit cold.
No, okay, well, when I say, okay, let me literally, not brush them aside, but like, just, you know, step away from the vibe. But understand, like, for me, for example, like you said, like I was trying to say about the Kevin Hart situation, he has his friendships, like they build that core brand. You know, you understand?
Correct.
See, my friends, the way they compliment me is spiritually, intellectually, and they compliment me. I understand that. So it's like, for example, all I'm just trying to say is like, where you're trying to go in life here, you're not going to get there alone.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? You need to leap on people, you understand? That really add value to you and that really... Yeah.
If you hear what I've just said to you, and hear what you just said, said the same thing. You've defined what is of value to you.
Yeah.
You've mentioned spirituality. So if I was going to ask you a question from 0 to 10, yeah, pick any of your close friends. Where are they peaking in terms of developing you, encouraging you to explore your spirituality? You understand?
It breaks the scale.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you measured it.
Yeah.
You've mentioned it. You could tell somebody, some people gravitate to numbers.
Mm.
Yeah. Some people gravitate to letters. Just the way people are conditioned. You could tell somebody, do you know what? Actually, find a relationship of value. And for those who like words and wordsmiths, being a wordsmith, they understand what that means. Other people like data, zeros and ones.
Mm.
Okay. What does the value actually mean? I want to see it on a scale. Some people think like that. You understand what I'm saying to you? So either approach, right, results in the same thing, an appraisal of the quality of relationship that you have.
Mm.
And if you do find in your relationship, and again, now I'm going to quote people like Bill Gates. Mm. I'm going to quote people like, what's the Virgin boss? Richard Branson. I'm going to quote Elon Musk.
Yeah.
All these ones. They like, and they're consciously telling you, Google it now. They all say the same thing. They employ people that are smarter than them.
Mm.
You understand? They have friendships whereby they're the dumbest ones in their friendships.
Mm.
Why? Because they're looking at it from the point of view that I can learn. Because they've chosen people that have things that they need to grow and sustain themselves.
So what you're trying to say is that if they put themselves in certain situations just to gain knowledge,
it's all
rather than a lifetime of long companionship in terms of friendship.
It's all about companionship because look, can you
based off knowledge?
But look
what about love?
Look here. Love is love.
No, love is love. The foundation of everything.
Because obviously, said it.
Okay. Yeah,
love is the foundation of everything. So where's your responsibility lie if you love someone?
Say it again.
Where's your responsibility lie? Your responsibility lie when you love someone.
In everything that I do, in everything,
so,
yeah.
Okay, so fine. So you
in everything that obviously like the,
okay,
yeah. My response.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So what that basically means is, again, I go from being vague and being specific. So you could be related to somebody and say, "I love you, darling. Mm. I love you, darling. Yeah, I love you, darling. Every day, love you. All that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good. You're saying the words.
But come on, it has to have meaning. I'm just saying.
Meaning. What are you prepared to do for that relationship? Are you prepared to go to work to sustain that relationship? Are you prepared to do a job that you might not want to do to sustain that relationship? Are you prepared to put yourself to college to sustain that relationship? Are you prepared to go to war to fight for your country, to defend the values and principles of your nation, to make sure love can prosper in your country? Because this is what it's about here.
Yeah.
You cannot hide. You cannot shirk. This is realness. Life is real.
Mm.
When we talk about love, what does it mean? Break it down. What are the metrics? I'm saying it not to show people that they're not in love. No. I'm trying to say that when somebody's saying they love, the person being loved is measuring them. Yeah? That person is measuring you. When you say, I love you, the person that is hearing that is saying, okay, fine, you said it. So for me, the way I value the word love could mean that, yeah, you do really love me. Or the person could say is, actually, you rang me 3 times today, right?
Yeah. But that's down to them, though.
No, or her.
That's literally down to how they perceive your love, innit? You understand?
Exactly. This is what.
But I understand that love is knowledge.
Love is not, but everything comes with responsibility. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, so if you're in a relationship, look here, if you're in a friendship relationship, right, you're responsible for each other. You said you look out for each other.
Yeah.
That means first and foremost, you look out for yourself.
Yeah.
Self-preservation is key. Before you can help somebody else, you must be able to help yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
You understand what I'm saying to you? So that's what relationship is about. So when you're in a relationship that's dynamic and moving like that way, it's a beautiful thing. Because I can call any of my boys now, any of my friends or acquaintances now, and I know there's movement. They'll hold me to account. I've been back from holiday 2 weeks.
Mm.
I haven't released the last show. Why? Because I'm out of energy.
Yeah.
And I've been so terrified to call some of my boys. to explain to them.
Why would you be terrified?
Because
your relationship is based off knowledge.
No, principle. It's about accountability.
I get it. Love is accountability.
Yeah, exactly. It's pure.
But why you got to be scared to talk to
me? No, because I feel that, you know what? I let them down. And that's a good feeling to have. Because the second you're in a relationship whereby you don't care whether you let somebody down. You know what I mean? Fear is an important thing. You know what I'm saying to you? It's because it's a way of you measuring that you're moving and progressing in the right way. And I have friendships, acquaintances that keep me honest, that keep me moving. And that is a true love, because I'm not always going to be 45 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying to you? They need to be looking out for my future. If you can only see my present, you're not wise enough to understand or give me any advice, because I'm constantly thinking about, do you know what? Next 10 years, 15 years, I'm going to be able to walk.
You're going to work.
I'm going to work. I'm going to do my thing. But this is what it's about, because everybody dreams in silos. Even if you're married, you sleep facing east, she faces west.
Okay.
You dream alone.
Okay.
You
know,
and then when you share your dream with your partner.
Yeah.
That is when you see the value of your relationship. You understand?
Guys, definitely. Sorry, I just got to say this. Definitely, you really got to, how can I say this? Choose who you, like, literally say your dreams and aspirations to. That's very important. That's a message right there. And I'm saying, choose who you, obviously, like...
You're saying choose. I'm quoting you. You're saying choose. You've said choose like...
That's what I'm saying, isn't it? Like, that's what I'm saying. So I feel like what I'm just trying to say is, man, this is... Okay, so in obviously, like, conclusion.
In to conclude.
I'm going to say it again. Is certain friendships tied to your destiny?
I don't like the word tied.
Tied? It's got to be tied.
No, it doesn't.
Huh?
It doesn't.
It doesn't have to be tied.
No, why? Why does it have to be tied?
No, certain friendships just tied to your destiny. For example, an example that you said, yeah? It's like... I grew up in a certain neighborhood. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then I move out from that energy there, mm-hmm. and I go to another energy, mm-hmm. which takes me to my journey. You understand? Remember what I said? It's like you don't reach your destiny or your goals without people. Hear me very well when I say this. I'm saying out of love. People are like ladders. Understand? They uplift you. They take you where you at. You understand?
Or down,
you understand?
Or sideways.
But I'm talking about certain friendships that are really tied to your destiny, and they really.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying this to be controversial. I'm here to be upper minded.
Yeah.
I don't like I don't gravitate to words that pin me down to anything.
Yeah.
Because I believe destiny is one whereby you can mold and shape it yourself.
Yeah.
No one's tied to anything. You understand? The second someone says, I'm tied to you, you're not tied to me.
No, okay.
Nothing. Oh, okay. You can choose to leave. Mm. In fact, destiny could be for you to leave me at a time not of my choosing.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
So when I'm saying it in terms of friendships, all I'm saying to you is there is empirical evidence. You can go on any search engine you like, or any library you like, pick an autobiography of people that are successful.
Okay.
That will suggest or give you enough evidence to prove that they are where they got to by the quality of the friends that surround them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's around them.
Yeah, it's around them. So it's about you being comfortable, confident, confident and comfortable in your role that you play in your relationship, because it's not all about you. You understand what I'm saying? It's not about you as well. People, your friends are also looking to each other for to see how far they also will progress.
Yeah.
So this is like we've gone full circle in this one. And as you can see, it's a passionate affair, but there's synergy there, you know, because ultimately, even just the fact that me and Jenko are here breaking bread on this podcast to you will demonstrate the level of quality of friendships that you have. But again, it's a choice. You know what I mean? Jenko didn't need to be here. I need to be here.
Do you know why? Do you know why, Uncle D? It's because I value you. You know what I'm saying? You add value to my life. And before you give me knowledge, because listen, Uncle D, you have the most... you have an amazing mind, you understand? But the foundation of our relationship that I would like to think, maybe not for you, is of love. First love.
Correct.
You understand? Before knowledge. Because when you are just, if your relationship is just based on knowledge, it's like you become, you become very judgmental.
Yeah.
In a sense, you think that you have all this knowledge and all this stuff, but when the relationship is through love and just meekness, it's like then you allow me to grow.
Yeah,
you understand. Even though I might not have the knowledge yet, you understand. But when you just see that, like when you just see that golden thing in me, and like, listen, I know that you're going through this right now. I know what the world says about you right now, but I see this.
Cool.
You understand. So just to say that I first before knowledge love.
I do you know what
me
on that
you.
On that note, on that
for
note,
sure, man.
There's no rebuttal from me at all. I'm blessed, and hope you guys have found the conversation on this podcast about friendships and quality of friendships, empowering, liberating as well as you should be happy in life anyway. So on that note.
Yeah, and please write your comments down, I'm saying on Paul Beam, on the Mic Drop Club show, of your stories and all this stuff. We would really like to hear it. You understand? That's it's your boy Jingle.
Have a safe and productive week. We out.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out MicDropClub.com and get the show notes and useful links. Subscribe to the podcast. Don't just live life. Make life boom.